Welcome to the Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Haynes, Family Life Program Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Do I have to go to church today? Why does Aaron celebrate Hanukkah instead of Christmas? Alina's family goes to a mosque instead of a church. What's the difference? Questions about religion can be challenging for parents. Perhaps you are at ease explaining your own beliefs, but are you equally at ease with the probing questions or those about a religion or belief system different from your own? David Elkind, a professor of child study at Tufts University, identified three stages of faith development. Number one is the global stage. Because kids up to 6 or 7 can't understand abstract beliefs, they also can't tell the difference between religious faiths. They can see symbols and rituals, but they may not connect those things to an invisible being. Number two, a concrete stage. Children 7 to 12 are grounded in the concrete. They start to develop a spiritual identity based on their experiences. Many faiths involve children of these ages in rituals that help them understand religious themes. Number three, a personal connection stage. Young teens may start to develop a personal relationship with God or a higher being or spiritual entity. Religion can be defined as the service and worship of a God, which includes an institutionalized system of attitudes, beliefs, and practices. So here's an interesting question. Is there a positive connection between religious practices and child development? John Barkowski, sociologist with Mississippi State University, and his team studied the impact of religion on the development of young children. They questioned the parents and teachers of 16,000-plus children, most of whom were 6 years old. The adults rated the children on self-control, frequency of poor or unhappy behavior, and their ability to respect and work with peers. Then the researchers compared the results to the parents' rate of attendance at faith services, how often they talked about faith with their child, and whether or not there was arguing over faith in the home. Here's what Barkowski and the team found. Children of parents who regularly attended church services and talked with their child about religion were rated by both parents and teachers as showing better behavior, better self-control skills and social skills than children from non-faith-based families. Children whose parents both attended faith-based services regularly were rated as having the best behavior and being the most well-adjusted. An interesting aspect of the research has to do with arguing. Disputes and arguments in the home over religion were correlated with increased problems for the children. Spirituality is sometimes defined as believing in something greater. A study by University of British Columbia researchers found that children who are spiritual report greater levels of happiness than those that only go to a church or report a level of religiousness. Religion and spirituality are likely to elicit personal reactions and responses. What we do know is that children's thoughts about spiritual themes are a natural part of human development. So join us this month as we blog about how to help children as they begin asking spiritual questions. And as always, we look forward to hearing about your family's experiences around this topic. So share your attitudes about religion and faith and how you're guiding your child in developing a belief system. The Science of Parenting is a production of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. To learn more, visit www.scienceofparenting.org.